Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
You know, sometimes when you are facing troubled times, you sometimes need the man to come around and give it to you straight, to give it to you straight from the shoulder. A big man, a bold man, a man who wears a great hat. And that's what we have today, as we are joined by Sheriff David Clark, who is the Milwaukee County Sheriff and author of the book, Cops Under Fire, Moving Beyond the Hashtags of Race, Crime, and Politics for a Better America. Good morning to you, Sheriff.
Good morning. I have a question, though, for Mary. What are you doing in the studio? This is a day without women. Aren't you down with the struggle?
Actually, today I'm not identifying as a woman. Today I'm identifying as, today I'm identifying as a rich man.
All right, there you go. Sheriff, it's good to have
you. I had to do that.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Sheriff, it's good to have you on the show this morning. You know, you're very much a law and order kind of guy, and it seems that we have elected a president from New York City who is turning into a law and order kind of president. Are you happy with what you see so far?
So far, so good. It was a hallmark, one of the hallmarks of his campaign, the return to the rule of law after the corruption and the dismantling of the rule of law and the Constitution that we experienced under his predecessor, former President Barack Obama. Mm-hmm.
One of the things you talk about a lot, and one of the things that I think really has brought you to the forefront, is your feeling not only of law and order, but you also take on the border and the border issue and as a law enforcement issue. And what I found interesting is you have made comments about the opioid epidemic. And I know we had we spoke with Governor Larry Hogan. They have a program going on in Maryland with an advertisement and this big initiative to tackle the opioid problem. How is the opioid problem a border issue?
Oh, this is easy to figure out. First of all, the heroin that's coming into the country is coming across our southern border. Nobody would deny that. And the Mexican cartels has been identified by Border Patrol. And James Comey, FBI director, talked about it a little bit the other day. It's well documented. Look, we're a sovereign nation. And if you're going to be a sovereign nation, you have to have borders and you have to protect those borders. Our borders on the southern part of the United States are very porous. All you have to do is look at the amount of criminal illegal aliens that are arrested and identified as having been deported 3, 4, 5, 6 times. The guy who is alleged to have killed Kate Steinle, he did it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how they term it, alleged. Had been deported 5 times, and then recently in New York, huge investigation of the MS-13, a large criminal violent syndicate out of El Salvador. They arrested 15 individuals, 10 of whom were in the country illegally. So anybody who thinks that this illegal immigration is not at a crisis level and it's been going on for the last 30 years, they're living in denial. So we now have a president, and it was another tenet of his campaign to seal the border. The border is very porous, in spite of what the pro-illegal immigration forces want to say. And it becomes a local issue when these individuals are in communities. We recently participated with Immigration and Customs Enforcement on a warrant sweep, and 16 people were arrested in just a day. And of those, many of those had been previously deported, and they were also involved in this catch and release. The sanctuary city thing is a mess. And Some of those were scheduled for deportation hearings, and they just don't show up. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. So the way this thing works, they're so flooded. The court for deportation would be in Chicago, that represents the Milwaukee area. And they're so far behind that they give these individuals a future court date, and they let them go, in and they never see them again. So
right.
We finally have a president with the courage to get his arms around this thing and straighten this thing up. We have to protect our border for national and national and domestic security reasons, for public health reasons, prevent the spread of infectious diseases, and also to control the amount of people coming in, even on visas, work visas, and in refugee status, because it is a strain on our limited resources.
Let me ask you this. Here in this area, we had just a meeting just this week where the city of Rockville, Maryland, is getting ready to impose and make official its sanctuary city policies. They're going to codify the policy. And when we ask them about this, they say, well, there is no obligation on the part of law enforcement to ask about immigration status, and certainly no obligation to pick up the phone when you're finished with them and you're getting ready to release them from jail and calling the ICE people and saying, by the way, do you want to look at this guy? What would you say to them?
Well, I'd tell them to talk to the family of Kate Steinle. I'd tell them to talk to any law enforcement officers, survivors who've been killed by people illegally in the country. Go try telling them that and see what kind of reaction you get. Look, the feds cannot make local law enforcement or local officials enforce immigration, but you have an ethical, I believe, as a law enforcement executive, I have an ethical obligation under the law enforcement code of ethics that says we must cooperate with other lawful law enforcement agencies in the pursuit of justice, and that's what this is. So while the feds can't make them, I think that only working together can we get our arms around this problem. But also, as a sheriff of Milwaukee County, I have an obligation first to the law-abiding citizens of Milwaukee, not the criminal illegal aliens.
I think you're absolutely right. We're going to have to leave it right there.
Federal statute.
I'm sorry, Sheriff Clark, we are out of time.
We'll talk about his book
greatly appreciate. Yeah, that's right. And we appreciate you joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.